We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 1, Part 4, page 213 in Hebrew, item 5, the words of the Ari. You can send us your questions to Kabda TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. So, page 213 in Hebrew, item 5, the words of the Ari. There are no kelim prior to akudim, meaning in Eser Sefirot, the Rosh Deak. Prior to the existence of Akudim, the Or Elyon, upper light, could not clothe any kli. That is because the kelim could not tolerate it, and the Or did not clothe the kli until the expansion of that great Or came to Bechinat Akudim. Then, a reality of a single kli for that great Or has been made. And there began a certain limitation of the Or in Atzilut, which could not have been done thus far. Again, prior to the existence of Akudim, the Or Elyon could not there are no kelim prior to Akudim, meaning Eser Sefirot de Rosh Deak. Prior to the existence of Akudim, the Or Elyon could not clothe any kli. That is, because the kelim could not tolerate it, and the Or did not clothe the kli, until the expansion of that great Or came to Bechinat Akudim. Then, a reality of a single kli for that great Or has been made. And there began a certain limitation of the Or in Atzilut, which could not have been done thus far.
First of all, we need to think that we are all together and we are learning to get the light that reforms and not to be in a state of wisdom that I understand what's written here, because to understand, I will if I attain it, otherwise it's just empty. So yearn to be together, and to the extent we will be together. Let's say if now we could connect to a certain degree, we would feel what he writes here. We would attain what he writes here, because he too got it from attainment. That's one thing. As much as possible, to feel together, at least to get some kind of illumination from above, that will bring us closer to feeling this state, that's one. Two, he writes about it, that before the Akudim was in one kli, there isn't a feeling, there isn't understanding, there's no attainment, nothing. There are no kilim. Go on, below.
Small Ari 8 in O Pnimi relates the words before the existence of Akudim. Akudim are regarded as Eser Sefirot, 10 Sefirot of Toch of the first Partsuf in the reality after the first Timtzum, called Adam Kadmon. Prior to that, there weren't any Rosh, Toch, Sof in the Or Elyon. But the Or Elyon, the upper light, filled the entire reality. The Ari writes, prior to the existence of Akudim, meaning in the 10 Sefirot in Rosh de Adam Kadmon, that precede the 10 Sefirot, the Toch de Adam Kadmon, called Akudim. The Or Elyon could not clothe any kli. It is thoroughly explained in part 3, that there is no Bechinat Kli in the Eser Sefirot de Rosh, only Shorashim, roots for the Kelim.
Shilov.
Questions? Okay, let's continue.
Small item 9 relates to the words, the Kelim could not tolerate it. Because the Or Chozer, the reflected light that ascends from Malchut upward, is not regarded as a kli for reception of the Or Elyon, but only as a shoresh, as a root for a vessel of reception. Thus, as much as Malchut the Rosh expands and broadens to 10 Sefirot from her and within her, by the O Chozer that overturns and descends from above downward, there are still no kelim there at all. It is so because the O Chozer rises there from below upward, and any clothing from below upward indicates departure from reception. The reason we call it halbasha, clothing, is that the ten sefirot connect there and become a shoresh, a root for the halbasha. This is why the Ari writes, the kelim could not tolerate it.
In other words, if the kelim aren't connected on the correct level, they can't be a vessel of reception for the light. They can't be an equivalence of form with him. Meaning, the inner qualities of the connections between the kelim, if it's speaking about us, after the shatterings, and the ascent from below upwards, the inner qualities that we attain in the connection between us upon the shattering, they need to be according to the qualities of the light. And then the light, according to equivalence of form, shines in us.
Small Arim 10 relates to the words, until the expansion of the great light came. Until Malchut and the O Chozer with her extend 10 sefirot of Rosh to the Toch from above downward, then a single Kli was made, meaning Kli Malchut. It expanded, broadened, and received the entire amount of Or inside it, whose Or Chozer clothed the ten sefirot of the Rosh. These ten sefirot that descend from the Rosh downward and clothe Kli Malchut that had expanded are the ones called ten sefirot de Akudim, or Olam HaAkudim.
About us from the shattering, that they connect to the extent that they have the revelation of ego, the contradiction between them, to the extent they try and connect above it, draw the light that reforms to connect them, there are detached desires, contradicting ones, to an extent, not the entire shattering. But, and above that, above them, we build a connection between us. And then, according to the extent of the connection between us, according to the prayers, the light that reform comes, connects our intentions to connect, to unite, upon our desires, which we all want to himself. And then we build the Malchut, and above it the Tzimtzum, the Masach, and the Or Chozer. And if we shut this down, if we stop this, then our thought, our calculation, Minei Ubei, expands, and it begins to penetrate our desires, settle there in that same form of connection that we've attained in resembling the upper light. And that's considered that the created being, that the Creator clothes in the created being.
Small Arim 20 relates the words, the Atzilut began to be an existence of limitation of the light. Because Malchut in the Sof of that Kli, which is regarded as Malchut, the Kli Malchut, limits the Or Elyon, the upper light, on its path from expanding from her downward. The force of that limitation is called Tabur or Chazeh.
In other words, to the extent these vessels can be similar to the light, they receive it according to equivalence of form, and where the equivalence ends, that's where this limit called tabur is, and the light can't enter the vessels. It's all according to equivalence of form. Yes, poor guy, what do you want?
Good morning.
Morning.
What is akudim?
Do you know what akud is?
No.
It's not a common word in Hebrew. Akudim means together, tied together. That's called akudim. Two things that have a relationship between them are called akudim.
And where is it? Where does it sit?
Where does it sit? I don't know. Whenever there are two things which are different and they are tied, they're bound.
But akudim refers to what?
Bound, meaning we have many desires, many thoughts, also in man. Let's say, even just a person, not even a group. I have tons of thoughts and desires and in every direction. If I take everything I have, focus it into one, everything I have in me, both in my desire and my heart, in that feeling of mine, and also in my mind, in thought, all of that, I want that to be connected only to the Creator, to give, to bestow upon Him, in return, as I hear, that He bestows upon me. That is considered that I'm working to bind, to la'akod my internality, to bound it towards that same goal. To connect it.
Yeah, but what are we supposed to do with it?
What you do with it, that's later on. Just when a person wants to attain something, he needs to connect it, to bind it, all of his abilities to achieve his goal. Go on.
Small item 30 in Inner Light relates the words, what couldn't be thus far. Meaning, Malchut de Rosh also limits the Or Elyon. Hence, a zivug de haka'a occurred there, and raising of Or Chozer. However, this limitation and this Or Chozer of Malchut de Rosh are not regarded as an actual limitation, only as a potential limitation. Keter is like a primeval substance containing a shoresh root of all the four elements, but in potential, not in actual fact. It is therefore possible to call it Ein Sof and Ma'atzil, emanator, referring to the ten sefirot derosh called Keter. These words of the Ari are indeed profound, and we must understand them, for they pertain to the very root of the wisdom and its beginning. We must determine the difference between potential and actual that the Ari speaks of. He divides between the ten sefirot derosh that are clothed in the Or Chozer from below upward, and the ten sefirot de guf that clothe the Or Chozer from above downward. It is for that reason that the ten sefirot de rosh are sometimes called Ein Sof and Matzil, to the ten sefirot de guf. There is a great difference and distance between the Or Chozer, reflected light that ascends from the Masach in Malchut upward, clothing the ten sefirot de rosh, and the descending Or Chozer with the Or Yashar, direct light from ten sefirot de rosh down to the guf. It appears that they are opposite from one another, because the Or Chozer that ascends from below upward is not only regarded as a vessel of reception for the clothing Or Yashar, but it even contains resistance to reception. It is so because any from below upward means that the Or turns to the Ma'atzil, to the emanator, and not to the receivers. However, the ascending Or Chozer still becomes a malbush, a clothing for the upper light. In other words, it becomes a shoresh, a root for the tying of the Orelion to the Neetzal, emanated. That is because Kli Malchut de Rosh, which raised that Or Chozer, expands and extends by it from her and within her, and becomes a vessel of reception called the Guf of the Partzuf. It is so because 10 Sefirot de Rosh descend from above downward and expand and extend within her. 10 Sefirot de Rosh depart from coming into the vessel of reception by their own property, as that is the meaning of Or Chozer that ascends from below upward to the Ma'atzil, to the Emanator, and not to the Ne'etzalim, to the Emanated. Still, the entire Or that is received in the Guf in actual fact is not from the 10 Sefirot de Rosh that expand in the form in it from above downward, as explained. For that reason, the 10 Sefirot de Rosh are considered to have 10 Sefirot, but not actual. It means that the actual clothing of the Or in the Kelim is not at all in the Rosh, but only in the potential and the Shoresh that is to be extended from it. That is why the Rosh is called Ein Sof or Keter. The Ari wrote, then, meaning after the Or expanded in the Guf of the Partzuf, called Akudim, a reality of a single Kli for that great Or has been made. And there began a certain limitation of the Or in it, which could not have been done thus far. It means that before the Akudim, meaning Malchut de Rosh, there could not be any reality of limitation. That is because the limitation that Malchut limits the Or Chozer that she raises in 10 Sefirot de Rosh, this limitation is a genuine bestowal. After all, the greater the limitation, the greater amount of bestowal it is. The limitation of Bechinat Daled extends the level of Keter, and a smaller limitation, meaning only on Bechinat Gimel, extends only the level of Chochmah. Thus, there is no discernment of limitation whatsoever in the Rosh.
I don't understand anything of what he writes here. What is happening? What happens when a certain thought that I have in my mind comes from the Rosh, from the thought into my desire, because my desire, it's already that's the substance, the matter already, and then it turns him into something that didn't exist before, that this desire can receive in order to bestow, can enjoy from giving, from bestowing. And beforehand it wanted to enjoy, its nature is to enjoy himself. What does this mean, that to start with minei ubei inverts to toch, to the guf, and by that it becomes the desire, the ratzon, from pe until the tabur is a desire, that it becomes eventually a vessel of reception for the upper light. What does it mean, a vessel of reception? That it receives, but actually it bestows. And in the Partzuf, you connect there the Creator, the created being, together. We need to understand this somehow, to feel, I hope we'll also feel, but what's going on here? That the thought, the intention of the Rosh, it expands the Malchut from Pet downwards, and it turns it into a vessel of bestowal, as something that receives this Partzuf from above downwards. He bestows here, he doesn't receive this according to his action he receives, but according to his content. According to the essence of the action, it is an action of bestowal. So what's happening here? Is the question clear or not? No. So you ask it. Okay, let's read it slowly. I don't want to give up on this part.
Small item 30 relates to the words what couldn't have been thus far. Meaning, Malchut de Rosh also limits the Or Elyon, the upper light. Hence, a Zivug de Haka'ah occurred there. And raising of Or Chozer reflected light. However, this limitation and this Or Chozer of Malchut de Rosh are not regarded as an actual limitation, only as a potential limitation. Keter is like a primeval substance containing a shoresh, a root of all four elements, but in potential, not in actual fact. It is therefore possible to call it Ein Sof and Ma'atzil, Emanator, referring to the 10 Sefirot de Rosh called Keter.
Meaning the Rosh isn't limiting anything, but the limitation is on behalf of the created being, not the creator. There is no limitation in terms of, from the side of the created being. The created being doesn't do any action to receive. He's still in a state of rejecting. What does it mean? He can't reject or not reject the upper light. Where is the upper light which I'm rejecting? He first needs to appear and then reject. I reject my natural form of reception that I have in me, that I want to receive and enjoy, and that is what I'm rejecting. Now, as much as I can reject this within me, this form of reception, this pleasure, and to be unrelated to my pleasure, to be above the pleasure, how can I do this? To the extent that the Creator here is more important than my desires from me. Meaning, to the extent the importance of the Creator is more important than myself. Then I can reject the pleasure and not receive it. Go on.
These words of the Ari are indeed profound, and we must understand them, for they pertain to the very root of the wisdom and its beginning. We must determine the difference between potential and actual that the Ari speaks of. He divides between the 10 Sefirot de Rosh that clothe the Or Chozer from below upward and the 10 Sefirot de Guf that clothe the Or Chozer from above downward. It is for that reason that the 10 Sefirot de Rosh are sometimes called Ein Sof and Ma'atzil, Emanator, to the 10 Sefirot de Guf.
Meaning there it's in potential, in the Rosh, and in the body it's in action. Connection between the vessels and the light. And
there is a great difference and distance between the Or Chozer that ascends from the Masach in Malchut upward, clothing the 10 Sefirot de Rosh, and the descending Or Chozer with the Or Yashar from Eser Sefirot de Rosh down to the Guf. It appears that they are opposite from one another, because the Or Chozer that ascends from below upward is not only regarded as a vessel of reception for the clothing or yashar, but it even contains resistance to reception. It is so because any from below upwards means that the Or turns to the Ma'atzil, Emanator, and not to the receivers. However, the ascending Or Chozer still becomes a malbush, a clothing for the Or Elyon. In other words, it becomes a root for the tying of the Or Elyon to the emanated, to the Netzal. That is because Kli Malchut de Rosh, which raised the Or Chozer, expands and extends by it from her and within her, and becomes a vessel of reception called the Guf of the Parzuf. It is so because 10 Sefirot de Rosh descend from above downward and expand and extends within her. Thus you see that although the 10 Sefirot de Rosh depart from coming into the vessel of reception by their own property, as that is the meaning of Or Chozer, that ascends from below upward to the Ma'atzil, to the Emanator, and not to the Netzalim, emanated beings. Still, the entire Or that is received in the Guf in actual fact is only from the 10 Sefirot de Rosh that expanded it from above downward.
Meaning, according to the decision that was made before, and no other, nothing else.
For that reason, the 10 Sefirot de Rosh are considered to have 10 Sefirot, but not in potential, and not in actual. It means that the actual clothing of the Or in the Kelim is not at all in the Rosh, but only the potential and the root that is to be extended from it. That is why the Rosh is called Ein Sof or Keter. The Ari write, then, meaning after the Or expanded in the Guf of the Parzuf called Akudim, a reality of a single kli for that great Or has been made, which could not have been done thus far. It means that before the Akudim, meaning Malchut de Rosh, there couldn't be any reality of limitation. That is because the limitation that Malchut limits and the Or Chozer that she raises in 10 Sefirot de Rosh, this limitation is genuine bestowal. After all, the greater the limitation, the greater amount of bestowal it is. The limitation of Bechinat Daled extends the level of Keter, and a smaller limitation, meaning only of Bechinat Gimel, extends only the level of Chochmah. Thus, there is no discernment of limitation whatsoever in the Rosh.
Okay. These are very, very deep things. We'll have to repeat it again, because what's going on here, actually, the action itself isn't clear. What does it mean that the intention, which joined the desire, it allows the desire to work oppositely? It gives the pleasure a different type of reward, to enjoy something that wasn't enjoyed before. Beforehand, I enjoyed the fact that he gave me, my friend, something sweet. I took it and I enjoyed it. Now, I'm taking something sweet from my friend, and I'm using it in order to give him contentment. Meaning I'm rising above the sweet, above the pleasure, although I feel it. And my desire begins to receive enjoyment, not from goodness, but from the fact that it's given to me from a friend. Or by that, I want to give benefit to him. In other words, something very unique is happening here that we don't understand exactly where it takes place in our meta. That instead of enjoying in my regular vessels, in the regular cells of matter, let's say, instead, I'm enjoying something else. I'm enjoying something that isn't related to the matter. Let's say my substance is aimed to put something down here, something sweet, and enjoy it. I don't know how it works, but let's say. And now it's not. Now I put in something sweet because I need it. But it's not that I feel the sweetness itself. Right. I need to feel it, but in order to build upon it a different type of pleasure. In what cells of mine, in what vessels of mine can this be comprehended? That's why it says these things are very, very deep. They're from the depth of creation. Try and think about it a little bit. You need a lot of time to think in order to develop the correct approach, to expand these vessels of understanding, of scrutiny. What's about? What do you want all the time? You're like young man.
Can we say that the calculation been made in the Rosh, in the head, of how much to receive? Meaning the created being still doesn't feel what the Creator feels from bestowing upon him. And this is why the Toch gives the created being the sensation of what is the pleasure that the Creator receives from him.
You're talking to the point, actually. But it isn't exactly what we're learning here. What do you actually want to say? That the created being wants to know how much the Creator enjoys him? It's a must, because I then don't know if I'm bestowing upon him or not. And by bestowing upon him and feeling to the extent that I bestow and how much he enjoys it, so then upon that I have the work to do of zivug daka and scrutiny and so on, so that I won't enjoy the fact, ooh, how much I gave the Creator, what pleasure I gave him. He's enjoying me so much, I'm such a special hero. So it has to be in order to bestow. That's what it means, multiplied by 620 times. Well, we'll talk about it. Just to open it up a little.
It says here that there is the ascending Or Chozer and the descending Or Chozer, and they meet. So it's not clear what is it.
You're right. The Or Chozer which rises, which builds the Kalim of Rosh, and then Minei Ubei, from her and within her. And he then clothed the light that comes to the Rosh, and with the light that he clothed him, he turns from her and within her to the Rosh and below, and he builds the 10 Sfirot of Guf. Yes?
So what is it? Two masachim in the same kli? I don't get it.
It's one masach that works from bottom up in the Rosh, and then it inserts in all these lights with the vessels into the Guf. It builds the Guf. Malchut expands, and from doing an action of the Rosh, let's put it this way, that same Rosh that's now clothing in the Toch of the Kli, that's what the Guf of the Pratzuf is formed from. That's what I asked about. Think about it. How does this... But not how it happens in an illustration, in geometry, how it takes place within our vessels. That is what is important in our vessels. That the thought becomes a kli. That the intention becomes an addition and expands the desire. What does it mean that my desire has already become, in its capacity, multiplied by 620 times? Based upon what? What expands it? The Creator created the will to receive to an extent, and I expand it on the account of bestowing upon him, meaning the greatness of the Creator, for me it becomes a means to expand the kli. That's it. I have a little heart, a little desire to enjoy sweets, let's say a sweet lolly. And because that was given through the Upper One, so my will to receive has already become, because I know who I received from, and how important he is, and how great he is, and how he thought of me, how he's giving me this entire thing, suddenly my desire begins to become big, multiplied by 620 times. And then, with the importance of that desire, I start feeling myself as the created being. Beforehand, I'm not. I'm just a point. What do we have, Chadera?
A question. What are we connecting? What are we connecting in the 10? Our intentions? Because probably in the next stages we have to unite our desires as well.
We can't unite our desires. We can't unite our intentions ever. We can unify, we can connect within the Creator, and there we can connect. There we come to be a 10. That's why now I'm constantly speaking of the importance of the emanator, of the Creator. Because without that, we won't finish building the 10. We, among us, can talk a lot about connection, but it still won't happen. Because the end of the act starts with a thought. And the end is connection to Him, so we need to draw Him, to bring Him to the beginning of the action too, because the end act begins with a preliminary thought. Yes, Shai?
When I try to feel what is written instead of relating to geometry, the only thing I can connect it to is love, to learn how to love. For the first time, you start enjoying that something doesn't enter you directly, rather through something external to you, you receive a new pleasure.
Yes, it's written that the matter of corporeal love teaches us that we can expand our vessels on the account of love, even beastly love. And we see that's why it's love is a reason to live. From love we can understand what it means to expand the vessels. Yes, Shiovich.
In the allegory of the host and the guest, he says, when the masach and the reflected light becomes a new vessel of reception, by ascribing his desire, by rejecting it to the host. Meaning, the desire is not his, rather he's using it in order to delight the host. So, now you're trying to say that the pleasure is not felt in the cells of matter, rather in something else. So in what the substance, the matter changes as a result of the created being relating it, ascribing it to the host, to something higher, where the pleasure is felt then?
That's what I asked.
So I'm asking.
I'm not answering that.
But in the allegory of the host and the guest, what does it mean that the pleasure is felt in the host?
I don't get it.
What does it mean that he brings contentment upon the host?
He's building in him the image of the host, and that's how he bestows upon him. What he can really touch him, it all starts and ends in the created being.
So what is this layer within the created being which is called the host?
It's that he builds from the importance he has to the host. He builds this image of the host within him, just like it seems to us that the friends exist, the world exists, similarly the host exists. What, does the Creator exist? I don't know. Outside of me? I don't know. I mustn't think about it. It's unrealistic. I'm talking only about the attaining created being. Moving on to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together. Thank you.
ותגלה בעצמך תשובות בואו את החיבור בינינו בואו את עומקי לבך בואו את מה שגילינו איך הבורא הכל הכין בשבילך
והיא פותחת